ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
स्मयावलोका लाभा दर्शिता Babahari Brumandala Prahita Sorata Mantra Shondai Patnyas Tu Sodasha Sahasram Anangabanaya Yasindriyam Vimatitam Karanayar Na Bibhya Smayabaloka Lavadarshita Babahari Bhumandala Prahita Sorata Mantra Shondai But yes to Sodasha Sahasram Anangabanaya Yasindriyam Vimahatitam Karanaya Na Vibhavya. Okay, word for word will do. Okay, because it's not everybody has the book. Smaya.
Vishal.
Smiling.
微笑.
Avalokya.
Avaloka.
Of a glance.
瞥视的.
Lava.
Lava.
By fractions.
通过.
Darshita.
Darshita.
Having shown.
展示出.
Baba.
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 Their feelings.
他们的感受
Hari
Hari
Hari Enchanting
迷人的
Brumandala
Brumandala
By which arch of the eyebrows
通过他们的眉毛
Prahita
Prahita
Launched
Launched 投射
Sodata
Sorata
of conjugal love
夫妻的爱恋
Mantra
Mantra
Messages
信息
Shondai
Shondai
By the impudent advances
通过他超然的情感
But yeah
Patnya
Wives
妻子本
Two But
但是
Shodasa Sahasram
Shodasa Sahasram
16,000
16,000位
Ananga
Ananga
Of Cupid
丘比特的
Banai
Banaya
By the arrow.
用弓箭
Yasya.
Yasya.
Whose?
谁的
Indriyam.
Indriyam.
Senses.
感官
Vimatitum.
Vimatitum.
To agitate.
缭绕
Karanai.
Karanai.
With all their devices.
想方设法。
Na Vibhya.
Na Vibhya.
They were not able.
他们不能够。
Okay. My lord, you are living with 16,000 exquisitely beautiful aristocratic wives. by their irresistible coy and smiling glances, and by their lovely arching eyebrows, they send you messages of eager conjugal love. But they are completely unable to disturb your mind and senses of your lordship.
我亲爱的主啊，你以一万六千位极其美貌的高贵的妻子们居住在一起，通过他们无法抗拒的腼腆和微笑的瞥视，以及他们挑动的眉峰，他们向你投射出夫妻之爱的渴望的情怀，但是他们完全无法骚扰您阁下您的心意与感官。
Okay, Yaozu, report by Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verse, it was clearly stated that no material object can attract the senses of the Lord. Now in this verse, it is demonstrated that the Lord has no desire to enjoy even spiritual sense gratification. Krishna is complete in himself. He is the reservoir of all pleasure, and he does not lust after anything material or spiritual. The argument may be given that Krishna, in order to please his wife, Satyabhama, stole the Parijata flower from heaven and thus appeared to be a henpecked husband under the control of his loving wife. But although Krishna is sometimes conquered by the love of his devotees, he's never influenced by the entire desire to enjoy like an ordinary, lusty, materialistic person. The non-devotees cannot understand the overwhelming loving feelings exchanged between the Lord and his pure devotees. Krishna may be conquered by our intense love for him, and thus pure devotees can control the Lord. For example, the early gopis of Vrindavan would clap their hands in different rhythms to make Krishna dance. And in Dwarka, Satyabhama ordered Krishna to bring her a flower as proof of his love for her. As stated in Srinivas Acharya's song to the six Goswamis, Gopi Bhava Rasamritabdi Lari Kalola Magnamo. The love between the Lord and his pure devotee is an ocean of spiritual bliss. But at the same time, Krishna remains completely self-satisfied. Krishna immediately gave up company of the incomparable young damsels of Brajabhumi, the gopis, and went to Mathura at the request of his uncle, Akrura. Thus, neither the gopis nor of Vrindavan nor the queens of Dwarka could arouse an enjoying spirit in Krishna. When all is said and done, pleasure in this world means sex. But this mundane sexual attraction is simply a perverted reflection of the transcendental loving affairs between Krishna and his eternal associates in the spiritual world. The gopis of Vrindavan are unsophisticated village girls, whereas the queens of Dwarka are aristocratic young ladies. But both the gopis and the queens are overwhelmed with love for Krishna. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna displays the highest perfection of beauty, strength, wealth, fame, knowledge, and renunciation, and is thus completely satisfied by his own spiritual position. He reciprocates spiritual loving affairs with the gopis and queens simply for their sake. Only fools think that Krishna could be attracted by the perverted illusory pleasures to which we poor conditioned souls are so blindly attached. Therefore, everyone should recognize the supreme transcendental position of the Personality of Godhead and surrender to him. That is the clear implication of this statement by the demigods.
Yao Zhi.
Do you have it in writing? So,
No. Now the devotees cannot log in the this translation from the internet.
Okay, then we'll just I'll just keep going over it. It's very poetic, this one. But so Krishna's 16,000 wives is one of the things he did just to show his amazing powers.
Krishna 有一万六千位妻子，他这样做只是为了展示他令人不可思议的能力。
There are still men like in the Arab countries, some of these big kings, they have a few hundred wives, but they can't be with, they can only be with one at a time.
在阿拉伯国家，当地有的国王仍然能够娶几百位妻子，他们却不能像 Krishna 那样，他们每天晚上只能跟一位妻子待在一起。
And even if they could sometimes be with more than one, it would only be the one man with the many women.
Sorry, Mara, I didn't catch the meaning.
That if the man was with, say, two or three of the wives at the same time, but it'd still be only one man.
Okay. 即便一个男子可以同时跟两三位妻子待在一起，但是他也就只是一位男子而已。
Krishna, he had 16,108 wives.
Krishna 娶了16,108位妻子。
And he had 16,000 palaces.
Krishna 也有16,000座皇宫。
And he was in all of them at the same time.
Krishna 在同一时间居住在所有的皇宫里。
So even Narada Muni, who was a great devotee and knew very much about Krishna, when he visited the different palaces, he was shocked.
Narada Muni 是 Krishna.伟大的奉献者，当拿达穆尼去拜访 Krishna 的时候，他见到 Krishna 在所有的皇宫里面，他感到目瞪口呆。
Because in every palace, Krishna was doing different things.
Krishna 在每一座皇宫里，他在做不同的事情。
Sometimes he was just, you know, enjoying with the wife, sometimes playing with his children, sometimes he have a meeting with friends.Everyone different.
在有的宫殿 ，Krishna 在和一位妻子在那里享受夫妻关系；在另外一座皇宫 ，Krishna 正在跟孩子玩耍；在另一座皇宫 ，Krishna 在会见来宾。
Some yogis can be in more than one place at the same time.
有一些瑜伽师也可以同时出。也可以同时出现在八个不同的地方。
But in every place, they do the same thing.
但是这样的瑜伽师呢，他在每八个地方，他是在做同样的事情。
Just like now, we're on the internet, so we can probably be in, you know, hundreds of thousands of places at the same time if people are connected.
比如说现在我们
Not really there.
比如说我们现在
They're the same thing.
在互联网上，那么可以有成千上万个电脑呢，都连接着这个讯息，但是他们听到的是同一个讯息。
So all of Krishna's wives would think, I'm really fortunate because Krishna's with me, and all the other wives must be lonely.
所有的妻子呢，都这样想，哎，我太幸运了 ，Krishna 只和我在一起，他不跟别的妻子在一起。
Whereas an ordinary man, if he has many wives, then if he's with one more than others, the other ones will get envious.
一个普通的男子，当他跟某一位妻子在一起的时候，别的妻子就会感到，非常嫉妒。
So it's described also, so Krishna, you know, the wives, they were all called themselves maid servants.
所有 Krishna 的妻子都称呼自己为 Krishna 的女仆。
Even though they had maid servants, they wanted to do their house cleaning and stuff themselves.
即便这些 Krishna 的妻子，他们都有自己的女仆，但是这些妻子仍然亲自的打扫皇宫。
Even though there was no dirt, they would be sweeping.
即便皇宫非常的洁净，他们仍然会在那里清洁皇宫。
So they were especially charming women, but.They couldn't disturb, agitate the mind of Krishna like ordinary men.
虽然这些Krishna 的这些妻子都美貌如花，她们却不能激起 不能激起 Krishna 的就不能激起 Krishna 的这种情欲，就像普通的男子那样。
So it mentions the arching eyebrows, that the eyebrows of a woman when they arch is called like a bow that shoots arrows.
在这里形容当形容这些妻子的 Krishna 的妻子的眉毛就像拉起的弓弦一样，当这些妻子他们挑动他们的眉毛投射出铁饰的时候，都是非常动人的。
Arrows that attract the man.
这些眉毛，他们的眉毛眼波流转，能够吸引所有的人。
But Krishna, he even though he's married, he had children, he's not like ordinary person. He's showing example how to live exactly properly.
Krishna 虽然娶了众多的妻子，也有孩子，但是他不像普通人，他这样做只是为了给世人树立一个生活的榜样。
So Krishna, he's completely self-satisfied, but when the devotees, when he pleases the devotees, then he becomes even more satisfied.
Krishna 是完全自足自利的，但是当他让奉献者满足，取悦了奉献者之后， Krishna 就变得更加满足了。
So the example, they might say, well, you know, Satyabhama wanted the Parijata.
Krishna 的妻子 Satyabhama 想要得到 Parijata 花。
Actually, it was something like someone else got one, Rukmini or something, and she wanted one.And took her with him to the heavenly planets.
当 Krishna 的妻子 Rukmini 有了 Parijata 花的时候， Satyabhama 也想要，所以 Krishna 就带她去了天堂。
And then he took the whole tree. Indra got mad and had to fight with Indra.
Krishna 拔起了整株 Parijata 鲜花，所以Indra 变得非常生气，就跟 Krishna 打了起来。
But Krishna is not controlled by the wife like ordinary men.
Krishna 不像普通男子那样受到妻子的控制。
Ordinary wife, you know, okay, if you don't give me what you want, I'm not going to cook for you. I'm not going to give you intimate association.
普通的妻子会说啊，如果你要是不满足我的话，我就不给你做饭，就不跟你有亲密的关系。
But Krishna just acting for the pleasure of the devotees.
而 Krishna 只是为了让奉献者高兴才做事情。
He's controlled by love. He's the supreme controller, but he's controlled by love. So that's not easy for materialistic people to understand.
Krishna 是至尊控制者，但是 Krishna 却被爱控制了，这一点普通人无法理解。
Because Krishna, even when he's being controlled, he's completely independent.
Krishna 虽然他被控制，但是他却完全是独立的。
He's not like an ordinary man who'll be controlled by lust.
他不像普通男子那样是被色欲所驱使。
And they'll rape or they'll steal or they'll do anything to get what they want.
普通的男子为了得到他们想要的，会去偷窃、抢劫，无所不做。
But Krishna doesn't need anything. He only wants the love of his devotees.
Krishna 什么也不缺，他只想要奉献者的爱。
Because that's good for the devotees.
这样是为了奉献者的好处。
So then he's pleased. He reciprocates with everyone. He loves everyone. But he doesn't act lovingly to people who are envious of him or inimical. He fights with them.
Krishna 会跟每一个爱他的奉献者进行交流，回报他们。但是对那些对他怀有敌意的、嫉妒他的人，他却不会与他们回报他们爱。
At the same time, he enjoys being controlled by the devotees.
与此同时 ，Krishna 享受被他的奉献者所控制。
Someone asked the other day, what about, you know, Achintya, Beda, Beda, Tatva. So there's many, many examples, but it's Achintya, so we can describe it, but we can't, like, understand it exactly, why, how. We can just say what's going on. And by comparing to things in the material world, we can just get a little bit of an idea what the spiritual world is.
有一天奉献者问了 Achintya Beda Beda Tattva 这个问题。Achintya Beda 这 Krishna 是不可思议的，我们可以描述它，但是呢我却很难明白它，懂了解它。我们只能
Krishna was a baby, you know, just like women always do with a baby, they play with them.
当 Krishna 还是个小婴儿的时候，他会在那里玩耍。
And they would clap their hands and tell Krishna dance, and Krishna would dance very charmingly, and they'd become very happy.
那些年长妇女呢，他们会拍手让 Krishna 跳舞 ，Krishna 就会跳舞，让年长的牧牛姑娘感到非常的欢喜。
Just like ordinary people do.
就像普通的孩子那样。
Lord Chaitanya also.
Lord Chaitanya 也是这样。
He would cry to make the ladies chant.
Lord Chaitanya 会哭，然后让那些奉献者们唱诵，他才停止哭泣。
Because the only thing that could stop him from crying was when they would chant the holy name.
只有聆听到圣名，Lord Chaitanya 他才会停止哭。
So this is his loving exchanges with the devotees, which is inconceivable.
这就是主和奉献者之间的爱的交流，但是不可思议的。
But somehow or other, we've been given this information.
但即便是不可思议的，我们也被给予了这个信息。
So like Krishna went around and collected the first 8 wives.
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
The first 8 wives, they were princesses, and their fathers would advertise, you know, the Swayambara. And
they
would come and try to win the new wife.
Krishna 有首要的八位妻子。当这位八位妻子他们到了已婚年纪的时候，他们的父亲就会举行Swayam婚礼的这个仪式来招夫婿。
Like Sita, you know, her father advertised, and then all the big princes came, and they were all trying to, they wanted to marry Sita.
就像 Sita, 他的父亲会会贴出告示，那些王子们都会纷纷前来想要迎娶 Sita.
But only Ramachandra could.Win the contest.
但是只有主 Ramachandra 能够在这个。
He didn't go there even. He didn't know about it. He just happened to go there.
Ramachandra 他并不知事先并不知道这件事情，但是他碰巧就遇到了这个选夫大会。
So like Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. That was the first one.
所以对。第一位妻子 Rukmini Krishna 是绑架了他。
Because she begged him, please come and kidnap me. She told him exactly how to do it.
是 Rukmini 自己 请求 Krishna 去来绑架他，他安排了一切，所以 Krishna 就去绑架了他。
One time I was talking to some Indian ladies in America, they're devotees.
有一次呢，我在美国和一些居住在美国的印度女士们谈交流。
And they said, you know, they didn't know what to say. Their young daughter read the Krishna book.
他们的这些女士，他们的小年轻的女儿读了《Krishna 快乐全员》。
And they said, why did Krishna kidnap Rukmini? Kidnapping is bad.It's all over the news in America every day on the television. There's something about kidnapping and how bad it is. So, and the mother said, we don't know what to say, so we don't like them to read the book.
他们的女儿就提出这个问题，为什么 Krishna 要绑架 Rukmini 呢？因为他们成天在报纸新闻上都听到那些绑架的消息，都是很糟糕的事情，所以他们就不希望他们的女儿来读这个 Krishna 快乐全员。
Because normally kidnapping is bad. They steal someone and they demand money and you know, kill the person.
普通的世俗，在世俗社会里绑架是件不好的事情，那些人会索要赎金，不然的话他们就会撕了这些被绑的人，把他们杀了。
You could really say it wasn't Krishna, it wasn't exactly kidnapping.
实际上，在真正的意义上来说，不应该是绑架，而是营救了 Rukmini。
She was already in love with Krishna because she heard about Krishna from Narada Muni.
Rukmini 已经深深的爱上了 Krishna， 因为她从 Narada Muni 的口中呢听到 Krishna 的事迹。
She'd never seen Krishna, but she heard about him and just said, "This is what I want."
他虽然还没有亲眼见过 Krishna， 但是他一听到 Krishna 的消息，他就深深地爱上他，就想要去嫁给他。
But her brother, her father also wanted Krishna, but her brother, you know, was not favorable and he was controlling. So actually, she was like kidnapped by her brother and being forced to marry someone she didn't like. And Krishna was rescuing her.
Rukmini 的父亲。如果 Mini 的父亲愿意自己的女儿嫁给 Krishna， 但是他的哥哥不喜欢这桩婚姻，所以他的哥哥实际上是绑架了他的妹妹，想要强迫他嫁给另外一个人。Krishna 就去营救了 Rukmini。
So I told those managers, and you know, you should read the books, then you know.
所以我就跟那些 Mataji 说，你们应该亲自。
It's a story, but they don't know what's going on.Unless you read Prabhupada's purports.
所以我就跟那些女士们说，你们应该去读一读 Krishna 快乐全员，读一读 Krishna 帕帕德的要旨。
And the other first eight wives, they also wanted Krishna already. I don't know if they wrote him a letter or what. So he went and he won the contest.
Krishna 的另外那七位最主要的妻子。我不知道 Krishna 是不是去绑架了他们，他们也在选夫大会上，被 Krishna 迎娶了。
The other 16,100 wives was another story.
另外16,000位妻子是怎样嫁给 Krishna 是另外一个故事。
They were all kidnapped by the rascal.
这16,000位公主，她们被另外一个恶棍绑架走了。
And he was keeping them locked up somewhere.
他把他们
They were all young princesses.
这个恶棍把这16,000位年轻的公主关在一个地方。
So when Krishna killed the demon and they were all liberated.
当 Krishna 杀了那些那这
to get wives, to get girls and enjoy.
Krishna 就是去那儿杀了这个恶魔。Krishna 当时并无意去娶这些公主。
So they said, now you have to marry us.
但是现在这些公主们就说，现在你必须要娶了我们。
Because we've been kidnapped and we stayed at another man's place, so no ordinary man will ever marry.
因为我们被绑被一个男子绑架了，我们就被关在一个男子的被一个男子关了起来。现在没有哪个男子会娶我们。
So Krishna fulfilled their desire. He married all of them at once.
Krishna 他就满足了所有这些公主的心愿，就娶走了他们。
He gave them all nice palaces and 10 sons.
他给每一个公主盖了一座皇宫，并且跟每一位公主都生下了10位儿子。
So inconceivable.
所以这是不可思议的。
The world can't understand these things.
愚人呢不能了解。
He doesn't really believe in God.
但那些无神论者，他们不能相信。
He didn't read books very much. He read magazines and, you know, relating to his work, but he didn't just read books, novels. He somehow looked at the Krishna book. He probably just saw the picture.
你们看《奎什的快乐全是》这本书当中里面有插彩页。
And he saw that Krishna had 16,000 wives.
那么有一个人他就看了这个书，然后他读到说 Krishna 有16,000位妻子。
And he got so disturbed.
然后感到特别生气。
This is impossible. How can you believe this? You're being cheated. No one can have 16,000 wives. I couldn't have 16,000 wives. It's impossible.
然后这个人就发火了，这怎么可能呢？怎么可能一个人他有16,000个妻子呢？我都没有16,000。
Krishna does things like that. Just the devotees say, oh yeah, for Krishna that's no problem.
奉献者，一个奉献者会。
Everyone is his wife already.
对奉献者就会接受。Krishna 是无所不能的，为什么不能有16,000个妻子呢
？But I believed that Krishna could do that.
相信 Krishna 是可以做到的。
But they don't believe, you know, how could he live to go down here? You know, they don't believe this.
无神论者他们不能相信，不能想象 Krishna 是怎么举起了高山山的。
Then one time we were at one university in Africa.
有一次呢，我们在非洲的一所大学里。
So most of the students are Christian, so-called Christians.
那大部分学生呢都是所谓的基督徒。
So they, you know, if you ask for questions.They'll just stand up and talk and talk and talk and talk so that we don't get to talk.
如果你问他们有什么问题，他们就会站起来在那滔滔不绝的说话。
So somehow or other, I said Krishna had 16,000 wives. I don't know. I just talking about how, you know, like Krishna is so amazing, he had 16,000 wives.
后来我就说起了 Krishna 是非常令人惊异的，他有16,000位妻子。
So this guy just flipped out. He got so disturbed. But he was disturbed about 16,000.
然后有一个人他就非常的不安，感到非常的很不舒服，怎么可能有16,000个妻子？
He said, God can't be married.
他就说神不可能结婚。
Can't get married.
神不可能结婚。
Well, you can get married. Why God is less than you? You can. Because they don't believe God is a person. God is something, and we can't get married.
这个人就说，因为他根本就不相信神有人格性。
I don't know. So anyway.But Krishna, most of Krishna's pastimes, you know, to think that there's Agasura, you know, that could never happen. They believe when they see these movies, you know, and all the crazy movies and all the demons, and they believe that. But when they read about Krishna, they won't believe it.
那些世俗的人，他们看普通的电影都会相信，并且津津乐道。但是他们读到 Krishna 的故事的时候，他们却不相信。
All right. So anyway, this is a little bit understanding of Krishna's inconceivable potencies. Can't think of something.
这个就是 Krishna 不可思议的能力的一点展示。我们是不可思议的，是无法，是不能想的，不可思议的。
We can't, you know, think of it according to our mundane knowledge or anything.
我们不能根据我们世俗的知识来去设想。
Okay. So, how about questions?
现在有问题吗？
Hare Krishna, 亲爱的，在视频间里，今天的问题还没提上来，然后上周有问题我发到你手机上了，在那个微信上，您看一下。
哦哦，好好的。There are questions from last week.
Yeah.
Sumuki Radha Dasi, 您是说有些灵魂会选择永远留在这里是吗？嗯。Some souls, they choose to remain here eternally. Is that right?
It seems like it.
似乎是这样的。
Although they might not believe in eternity, but they just want to keep enjoying.
虽然他们并不相信永恒，但是他们却选择去享受。
But it seems like eventually everybody Krishna will rescue them.
似乎最终 Krishna 会解救所有的灵魂。
Like it says that, you know, when Krishna left, he took everybody with him.
据说当 Krishna 离开的时候，他把所有人都带走了，但是会有更多灵魂就来，又来了。
So, but please don't think I'd like to stay. Some will think like that. Yeah, I can just go out, do pious activities, and I'll have a nice birth, and I can just enjoy again and again. I'll give some charity. Do some yoga.
所以请不要想着，哎呀，我要留在这里，我会做一些虔诚活动，我要享受，我会做一些雅给雅祭祀。
But something will happen, and finally they'll suffer enough to wake up, or some devotee will have special mercy on them. They'll do some kind of, you know, like that's why Lord Chaitanya came.And spreading the holy name, so people are hearing the holy name all over. They don't know what it is even, but they're getting purified. People are getting prasadam. Not, they don't even know, but they're getting purified. And devotees are so merciful.
有一些奉献者，他们非常仁慈。
Next question.Still there?
沙等他们也会得到净化。
Haribo.
Another question from Hari Vansa Das. 月球、太阳、土星等星球上有通过超高清望远镜可以观察到的居民吗？我家范哥说，水里、土里有灵魂和生物可以理解，火里有灵魂就很难理解，有可能登上月球，但我们肉眼看不到他们吗？Are there any residents in the moon planet, sun planet, etc., that can be observed by telescope?
No.
Yeah. 这是第一个问题的回答，就是没有，没有可以通过超高清望远镜可以观察到居民，就超高这个望远镜是不可以观察到这个太阳、月亮、土星的星球。And
they're subtle, their bodies are very subtle, and we can't see with our gross eyes.
这些居民他们的躯体都是非常的精微的，我们用我们粗糙的肉眼是看不到的。And second part is that in Bhagavad Gita it said that in the water in the land there are souls and living entity. It's understandable, but it's very hard to understand that even in the fire there are souls.
Yeah.
是的，在火里也有灵魂。Is it possible to land on the moon? we cannot see them by our eyes, but by our eyes. Can we see them by our eyes? Is it possible?
If they wanted you to, you could, but you can't go there anyway in this body.
你不能用你的肉眼看到他们，而且你也不能以你现在的躯体登上月球。Anasumuki Radadasi， 他们随着宇宙的生灭进入 Mahavishnu 的体内，然后随着宇宙的诞生再度投生，是吗？他们是物质世界的常住人口吗？With the appearance and the disappearance of universe, they enter into the body of Mahavishnu, and with the birth of the universe, they take birth again.
That's right.
是的，是的，他们随着宇宙的生灭进入 Mahavishnu 体内，然后随着宇宙诞生再度投生。Are there the residents, eternal residents of the of material world?
No, I don't know exactly, but as far as I have heard, eventually Krishna is trying to get everybody back, but eventually something will happen.
据我所知，
they want to stay, they can, but if they want, they don't, you know, it's not like they think, they don't even know they're in the material world, they don't know there's anything else, they're just thinking, I'm very happy and I want, they have so many material desires, so they have to keep taking birth again and again, but eventually something will happen to them, and Krishna will, because he's always trying to get everybody back.
这些灵魂呢，他们就渴望居住在物质世界，在那里享受，但是最终呢，会有一些事情发生， Krishna 呢，会最终让每一个人，每一个灵魂都回去。
So they, like the Christians, mostly they'll say, you have only one life.
那些基督徒他们会宣称啊，这人呢只有这一世。
If you're good, you go to heaven and you live in heaven the rest of forever.
如果你做善
事。I'll tell you what heaven is. And if you're bad, you go to hell and you never get out.
他们就说，如果你行善，你就去天堂，你就住在那里；如果你作恶呢，你就下地狱，永远不得超生。
But we don't think Krishna is so cruel like that.
但是我们不认为 Krishna 会是这样残忍。
There's a story in the Bhagavad Gita Mahatmya.
在 Gita Mahatmya 这本书《博伽梵歌的荣耀》当中有个故事。
There was some guy, he wanted to get his father out of hell.
有一个人呢，他想让他的父亲从地狱当中摆脱出来。
And he engaged some pure brahmanas, and they were chanting one chapter of Bhagavad Gita every day, all the time. I don't know which chapter, I can't remember.
然后这个人呢，他就让一个婆罗门每一天都朗读圣典《博伽梵歌》的一个章节。
And he got to hell to get his father out, and then he let everybody out, and they let Yamaraj let everybody out. There's many stories like that. Like another one that's in the Bhagavatam, so, you know, everyone got out from hell.
然后他就不仅从地狱当中。
Then they have a chance again, and they want to go back, you know, but.Maybe they'll get smart. Like some criminals go to jail and they go out and do the same crime again. Some want to go to jail.
然后这个人就不仅解救了他的父亲，而且地狱当中了，其他的人也都出来了。但The souls in the guy delivered his father as well as other souls in the hell.
Everybody out from hell.
And then they return back to the hell?
if they want to.
Okay.
Can also become devotees. They can, you know, when they get out from hell, they might be smart again and start to live right, you know, not to go back to hell.
然后这个人他就不仅解救了他的父亲，而且地狱当中的其他的受苦的灵魂呢，也都脱离了地狱。但这些人呢，如果他们聪明的话，他们不会再次行恶，做让他们下地狱的事情。他们聪明的话，应该当奉献者。
Okay. Next.
Next. 感恩咕噜。如果通过超灵知道故去的亲人已经转世，在中国的清明节等祭祀时间还需要去祭奠亡灵吗？Thank you, Guru. If through the super soul, Paramatma, I know that the departed relative has already reincarnated again. During the traditional Qingming festival, do I need to go to do some rituals for the departed souls?
By being a devotee, you're already doing much more for them than anything else.
你自己当奉献者，你就就比什么都好。
You're already automatically doing much more for the ancestors than any other yogi or anything.
你已经为你的祖先就做了比你所其他的什么祭典的仪式，都远远胜过了去做这些祭典仪式。你自己做奉献者。
Alright.
The next question, Hare Krishna, Divine Guru, 感恩您的仁慈，感恩翻译，天美的服务。请问我们如何正确理解事物都是 Krishna 的安排？但当我们遇见一些失败的事情，这样直接把责任推给 Krishna， 这样似乎不合适。请问如何来权衡？感恩您的仁慈，顶拜您的莲花组。Obeisance to Guru, thank you for your mercy. My question is that how can we understand correctly that everything is the arrangement of Krishna?But as soon as we met failure, we directly put the responsibility to Krishna. That seems that seems not correct. My question is, how can I balance that? Thank you for your mercy. A visit to you.
Krishna is doing everything according to our desires.
Krishna 是按照我们的愿望来做事的。
Don't blame Krishna.
不要责备 Krishna.
He's giving you what you want.
他给你的都是你想要的。
But we can't do anything. We can't create, you know, the planet we want to live on or something. But Krishna can send us there. Okay?
我们是我们是不能做事情的，我们也不能创造出星球。I didn't quite catch the last sentence.
Yeah, we can't create anything. We only have desires, but then Krishna arranges for our desires to be fulfilled.
我们是没办法创造任何东西的。Krishna 是根据我们的愿望来满足我们所有的愿望。
So don't blame Krishna, you know, that you don't like what you have because you're getting what you asked for.
所以不要责备 Krishna, 你现在所得到的都是你自己要求的。
Okay.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, bye bye. In Chinese, say bye bye. That's how all the Japanese high school girls talk. Bye bye. Okay?
Okay.
谢谢。
多让个。多让个。谢谢。感谢咕噜。
I don't know how to cut off here.